Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today. They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely. All I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. I might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, then I know that you're gonna plainly see. The biggest fool ever hit the big time. All I gotta do is act naturally.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you could be with us today as we celebrate one of country music's true pioneers. Now, there are a lot of artists who become stars, and then there are artists who changed the direction of an entire genre. Buck Owens was one of those rare individuals. His unmistakable voice, the Bakersfield sound, and songs like Act Naturally, I've Got a Tiger by the Tail, and Together Again helped redefine country music and continue to influence artists more than 60 years later. Joining me right now on The Mark White Show is Buck's son, Johnny Owens. And Johnny has a brand new recording of Act Naturally, releasing tomorrow, August the 7th, and we're going to spend some time talking about that. We're also going to take a deep dive into Buck Owens' incredible life, his impact on country music, and what it was like growing up with one of America's greatest entertainers. Johnny Owens, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Mark, how you doing today? Good morning.
Incredible, man. This is a great conversation to have today. I'm excited about having you on the show, and I want to talk about growing up as Buck Owens' son. For people who may only know your father through his music, who was Buck Owens as a person?
Well, I'll tell you, growing up, of course, you know, when I was very young, you know, he was gone anywhere from 300 to 320 days a year on tour. He was sought after and everything else. But when he was, you know, after he gets home, he would sleep a couple days straight. And then, you know, he was always pretty gentle with me. I was the baby and of the family and stuff. And he was always very pleasant and everything else. He was, you know, it took him a day or two to get acclimated of being home and not being on the road. But, you know, he was pretty good. We'd throw the football around and stuff like that. And he would, you know, do his best to not show that he was tired and that kind of stuff. But, you know, he would take me for drives and stuff like that and stuff when we got a chance and things like that. But he was just, you know, I don't think he was any different than really anybody else, except for typically when he was home for 4 or 5 days, then he was had a guitar in his hand and he'd have the buckaroos out at the small ranch. We had a little small ranch and stuff. And, you know, so I think that the best answer is I don't think there was any difference. It was just he spent a lot of time trying to perfect his music. And but as far as personally and stuff, it was just a normal thing. Throw the ball around, throw catch and you know, with the baseball and stuff like that. But, you know, far and few between because he was just gone so much. But, you know, he always tried to be home on Christmas. He missed a lot of birthdays. He missed a lot of other holidays and stuff. But for the most part, you know, he did the best that he could.
Johnny, what's the effect that it had on you as a kid with other kids and other adults who knew who your dad was and the impact of that?
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't realize it until I was probably 8 or 9 years old. Let's go back a little bit more. I guess I didn't realize it until I was probably eight or nine. I think it was, I didn't realize that people could be jealous. I didn't realize that people could be rude and you know, downright rude and stuff at times just because of jealousy and stuff like that, especially when he started, you know, getting all the hits in a row and becoming, you know, sort of a famous person. And I don't think that really took place until I've Got a Tiger by the Tail came out. It was funny, but we were pretty broke. You know, I wore taped up shoes and patched up pants and sewn up shirts and stuff like that. You know, until I was probably, you know, eight years old, and because we didn't have the money. The money wasn't coming in yet, even though he had, you know, 3 or 4 hits. You know, it takes a while for everything to start coming in and things like that. But, you know, I think just, I didn't realize that people were jealous. I didn't realize it. I had pretty good friends and you know, in elementary school and stuff like that. So I think it didn't really hit me until I started getting into, junior high. And, that's when, Hee Haw started in 1969, and what was crazy about it is, you know, people yell hee-haw, hee-haw. And I, you know, I took it as, you know, I was proud. So it didn't bother me the way that it might have bothered somebody else or something like that. And I let things roll off me and stuff like that. It just made me more proud and that kind of stuff. So,
Johnny, did Buck encourage you to become a musician, or did he just let you find your own path?
No, I'll tell you that my oldest brother, Buddy, he had a guitar in his hand from the time he was probably about 14, 15 years old. He actually got to go out on tour with Dad and everything else. He didn't necessarily have the voice, but he certainly was an entertainer, and he tried really hard. But through that, I saw the you know, the arguments. My dad was a perfectionist, and he wanted everything, you know, you had to put 100% forward in anything that you did. And if you didn't, then he just felt like it was a failure. And so he was always striving to, you know, to hit that 100% mark on anything that he was doing. And he wanted my brother to do the same thing. I sort of stepped back, of course, and got into sports and things of that nature, and football and wrestling and that kind of thing, and it was never really brought up, and so you know, he never heard me sing. I didn't start this until after, of course, he had passed, and so I, you know, the last, you know, 12 years, I've been trying to learn what true music is about, and what it takes, and everything else. And I've got to a point now where I understand it. I know that you have to have a lot of drive. You have to have a lot of misfortunes, if you want to call it, and letdowns and things like that. But you know, I was very fortunate to sing at the Buck Owens Crystal Palace. I put a lot into that, and it was an honor for me to be on the stage where he was and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it all went great, and it's going great, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Johnny, what values do you believe that your dad passed along to you that really have nothing to do with music?
Well, I think if you're going to do it, you do it right. I think that was that and show kindness. The one thing that my dad always did, coming off stage is shaking people's hands and saying hello, and because he knew that the fans, it was all about the fans. It wasn't as much about, him as it was, you know, about the fans and stuff, because he knew that's how he got made, was the fans, you know, because in his era, you know, they bought his albums. They bought his 45s. They bought his 33s. They, you know, it was they showed up for his shows. And so I think that the values is you just got to put forth, you know, all the effort and things will come. You know, you just look up in the sky and tell him, you know, to give you a little help. And I think that the value has to be really put everything forward and stay true to yourself and that kind of stuff. And I think that's where I'm at and everything else. I always, before, during, after, it's all about the people that are showing up for the shows and people that are, or, you know, wanting to just say hi and tell you a story. And, you know, they tell you about, you know, when they saw, you know, your dad and things like that, because this is what I'm doing it for is, you know, his legacy and his name and that music, you know, the Bakersfield sound with, you know, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard and quite a few others, but those were the main two, but that's what it's about.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Johnny Owens, Buck Owens' son, and Johnny has a brand new recording of Act Naturally releasing tomorrow, August 7th, and we're spending some time talking about that as well. We're going to do another segment in the last few minutes that we have, and Johnny's going to stick with me, and we're going to close out talking about the Bakersfield sound and this release tomorrow. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. The biggest fool.
they ever hit the big time. All I gotta do is act naturally.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand.
We're together again as I have Johnny Owens on the line with me, the youngest son of Buck Owens. Welcome back to the show, Johnny.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
All right, buddy. As I said in the last segment, we're going to talk about the Bakersfield sound. What do you believe made it revolutionary?
I think Nashville was sort of a polished type of music. The country music was just sort of polished and smooth and easy and the fiddle was more of a violin than it was a fiddle and things of that nature. So it was just nice and smooth. The Bakersfield sound, my dad loved the sound of the Telecaster Fender guitars. You know, the Fender Telecasters were huge, and Don Rich could play the tar out of it, and besides that, and the fiddle and everything else, and plus the harmony was just so wonderful. But I think he turned up the steel guitar, he turned up the bass drum, he let the bass guitar come out and stuff, where nobody really had the bass guitar. You know, you could barely hear anything, and then he'd let those Telecasters fly. And so it was more of a in your face. You can still tell the story. You can still, sing the song and tell that story that you're telling and everything else. Same thing with Merle. Merle let the steel guitar ring and everything else. He didn't really do the Telecasters, although they were playing Telecasters. But he was a little bit smoother than my dad, but it was still, it came right out of Bakersfield, and that's where that Bakersfield sound came from. They actually called Bakersfield Nashville West. And I think it was just the difference was a little bit more edgy, you know, and they enjoyed it, and everybody did. And that was, I think that's the only difference, really. It was just how it was portrayed, you know, and how they presented it to the audiences and stuff. So that was the only difference. It was polished first, you know, versus, you know, get in your face and turn up the volume a little bit.
And obviously your dad influenced many artists. Which artists surprised you the most when they talked about your dad's influence on them?
You know, probably would have to be, I was going to say Brad Paisley, because they were friends. Trace Adkins was a big fan as well. And he was influenced by that music. Dwight, of course, was the number one person that was influenced. But there, you know, there's several others. I mean, people just enjoyed talking to him because he had been through all the hard times. You know, a lot of people don't understand. It's a hard business. It's relentless. If you're going to pursue it, you have to pursue it. Again, like I said earlier, you know, 100%, you have to give it your all and hope that things stick. And he'll be the first person to say, you can't do it by yourself. You know, you got to surround yourself with a lot of good people. And that's where he was. But I think probably the number one guy would have to probably be Dwight, because he's the one that sort of got my dad back into the music. And that was before the Crystal Palace was actually built. And of course, you know, they did Streets of Bakersfield and it went number one. And that was Dwight's first number one hit. And for Streets of Bakersfield to go number one for the second time was something that my dad said, well, it'll never happen. But Dwight pushed that song on him and said, no, we got to do this song. So I'll go with Dwight and stuff, but there's just a lot of people that said that he, you know, he influenced them and stuff. Lots of people. Marty Stewart was another one. I mean, there was just a lot of them. A lot of different people just enjoyed him because he was always truthful. He never told you what you just wanted to hear. You know, it was more about this is a fact, and you know, you have to make sure that you do that. You know, like getting your masters. You know, don't let the record companies keep your masters and things like that, because then they have control over your music. You know, and he told them all, including Garth Brooks. I was actually sitting in the front room with him when Garth Brooks called him and was asking him about how he got his masters and stuff like that. So, you know, there's just a lot of people like that.
Act Naturally is coming out. Why was this 2026 the right time to bring this back out?
Well, I think there were several different things. When you start thinking about it, 20 years ago, my dad passed away. So there was one of them. 60 years ago, which I wouldn't have known about, but 60 years ago is where they released it. Carnegie Hall, the album of Carnegie Hall, where he was live at Carnegie Hall. So I think just both of those, because when he came out on Carnegie Hall and did Act Naturally, people just went crazy over it and everything else. And of course, you know, went number one. I think that's why I picked it. It's the first one that's going to come out on an album. It's been released actually tomorrow, the 7th. Then, of course, you know, we have Together Again is going to be released in October. I don't know the date yet, we believe it's the second week probably of October. And then I'm also doing a Christmas song, which is Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy, for a Christmas release, 1st of December or the last week of November. But I think that Act Naturally just had to be the first one, because that was my dad's first number one hit. Although he had had numerous top tens, none of them reached number one except for this one when it came out and stuff. So I think just all those combined and stuff, I think that was just a great first release and stuff. Getting ready to do an album that's going to come out March probably. We're not really sure. It's March or April. And we'll have at least 10 songs on that. And then we'll probably do a volume two later on that year and stuff as far as 2027 goes and stuff. But, you know, I think it just hit home with everything that was going on.
In the last couple of minutes that we have, Johnny, as you mentioned, it marks 20 years since your dad's passing. And looking back, what do you think Buck's greatest legacy is?
I think just being true. You know, he wrote a paragraph about country music and stuff, and I think the legacy was he wanted to make sure that his legacy, it was always true to country music. Country music is and now, you know, of course, we have to call it traditional country music. And then when you use that word, people think that it's just the old style. And what it is it was just a different style. The Bakersfield sound coming out of Bakersfield, California was different than a lot of other places. But I think that legacy is just, I think just keeping country music to what country music really should be or has been and stuff like that. Although he loved lots of music, don't get me wrong. You know, the Beatles did Act Naturally in 1965, and both of those charted almost at the same time. And, of course, everything, you know, that the Beatles touched was number one. All they had to do is release it. It didn't matter what it was because they were so huge in the United States, as well as everywhere else. But I think that legacy is still has to be staying true to country music and everybody knows it and stuff, especially with the Hee-Haw thing coming out in 1969 and stuff. And, you know, that ran 17 years syndicated and stuff and longest running variety show ever. So I think that's what he'd probably be most proud of is just, you know, being true to what it was. And I think that legacy stays today. Especially like on Spotify with, you know, Made in Japan is just rocking, you know, everybody's trying to copy Made in Japan and stuff.
Johnny, where can listeners find Act Naturally and keep up with what you're doing?
Well, I'll tell you, where you go to my website, johnnyowensmusic.com, or you can go to Johnny Owens and the Bakersfield Sound. And you can go to the website. They put five songs on there. We have some videos and things like that. Of course, for booking, you know, it's Third Coast Talent out of Nashville with Kerry Moore. So that'd be the best place to go, and you can hear it and start getting more familiar with the songs. I kept them pretty true to what they were. Although you always want to put a little freshness to a song, but we're pretty true to the songs and how they were presented and everything else.
Johnny, congratulations on the release of Act Naturally, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Man, I appreciate you guys. I really do. Without you guys, this thing, you know, isn't going to happen and wasn't going to happen. So I appreciate you, Mark, and keep up the good work.
You got it, Johnny. Take care, buddy.
All right. Talk to you.
My guest today has been Johnny Owens, son of country music legend Buck Owens. His new recording of Act Naturally is available tomorrow, August the 7th. And if you've never taken the opportunity to really explore Buck Owens' music, I encourage you to do so. You'll discover an artist whose influence reaches far beyond country music and whose songs continue to stand the test of time. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.